You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Maryland cops break up a fight between two teen girls and send them home. That night, one of the girls tells dad, Alan Blue, what happened. Blue goes to confront the other girl's family. When the other teen girl answers the door, Blue pulls a gun and shoots the 15-year-old girl.
Blue said, "Hey, do you want to fight my daughter? Try to run from this," before shooting the girl. She was hit in the arm and her injuries were not life-threatening, but she was taken to the hospital for treatment. Blue was found and arrested 2 days after the shooting.
Blue, 37, now charged with attempted murder. Kadarham Down offers to help a family member sell a car and makes a sales post on social media. Hamden meets up with the potential buyers, Luis Gutierrez and Christian Sosedo, for a test drive, a deadly one. The two shoot Hamden, dump his body, and abandon the car.
Arlington, Texas Chief of Police Al Jones called the murders senseless, adding that, quote, "violent offenders like these have no place on our streets." By the time police identified Gutierrez and Saucedo as suspects in the shooting, Gutierrez was already in custody for an unrelated case. Police are encouraging online sellers to meet with buyers in police station parking lots for safe exchanges.
Gutierrez, 18, Saucedo, 19, both charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers have pleaded not guilty to state crimes in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green. Authorities initially blamed a car crash for the death before long-suppressed body camera video showed white officers beating, stunning, and dragging the black motorist as he wailed, "I'm scared." For more, let's bring in Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The arraignment comes nearly 5 months after a grand jury handed up a list of charges ranging from negligent homicide to obstruction and malfeasance. The first indictments related to Green's bloody death on a roadside in rural northeast Louisiana. Green's family and several supporters attended the brief proceedings in Union Parish, calling for justice to be served nearly 4 years after Green's death. Charged in the case are four current and former Louisiana State Police troopers and one Union Parish Sheriff's deputy who responded to Green's arrest. Facing the most serious charges, including negligent homicide, is Master Trooper Corey York, who was seen on the body camera footage dragging Green by his ankle shackles, putting his foot on his back to force him down, and leaving the heavyset man face down in the dirt for more than 9 minutes.
The officers have denied any wrongdoing. No trial date has been set, but the officers are expected back in court next month. A Phoenix man accused of sexually attacking and fatally stabbing a teen and a 22-year-old woman in separate killings 30 years ago has been convicted of all charges, including murder. Brian Patrick Miller waived his rights to a jury trial, so a judge decided his fate. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office says that the court will now move into the aggravation phase of the trial in which prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The judge will also rule on his sentencing. 50-year-old Miller faced 2 counts each of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and attempted sexual assault. He never testified during the trial, which began in October, and initially used an insanity defense. He was accused of killing and decapitating Angela Brasso in November 1992 on the eve of her 22nd birthday, and 17-year-old Melanie Burness in September 1993. Overseas now and to the continuing war in Ukraine, the country promising to investigate a gruesome video circulating on social media that purportedly shows the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The video spread quickly online and sparked outrage from Ukrainian officials. The Kremlin called the footage horrible, but said it needed to be verified. Crime Online has not been able to verify the authenticity of the video or the circumstances of when and where it was shot. The video appears to show a man in green fatigues wearing a yellow armband typically donned by Ukrainian fighters. He is heard screeching before another man in camouflage uses a knife to decapitate him. A third man holds up a flak jacket apparently belonging to the man being beheaded. All three men speak in Russian. According to the United Nations, rights groups, and the press, Russia has committed widespread abuses and alleged war crimes since the country invaded Ukraine more than a year ago.
The International Criminal Court has also issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes. Back in this country now, as Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders approves an overhaul of the state's sentencing laws that will eliminate parole eligibility for certain violent offenses. The governor signed into law legislation that will require anyone convicted of any of 18 violent offenses, including capital murder and rape, to serve 100% of their sentences. That section takes effect next year, so it doesn't impact people sentenced before 2024. Another part of the law that takes effect in 2025 will require offenders convicted of several other offenses to serve at least 85% of their sentences. The sentencing overhaul comes as parts of Arkansas have seen a spike in crime in the past year. Arkansas's capital of Little Rock reported a record number of homicides last year.
David Hill's choice of transportation gets him pulled over. He weaves in and out of highway traffic on an electric skateboard. A Georgia cop pulls Hill over to caution him about his choice. Turns out Hill has an arrest warrant for a probation violation. Hill takes off on the skateboard. The cop chases, eventually deploying a taser to stop Hill, who is now additionally charged with eluding by skateboard. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.